Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Nam-yoon is so embarrassed when Sung-ho calls him and asked him to stop calling him that nickname. But Sung-ho keeps on repeating it. Nam-yoon didn't like teddy bear Sung-ho calling him Kyum. But Sung-ho does whatever he wants. I think Nam-yoon saying that he doesn't like it, it was more like in a way that he was shy, but it was turning him on more. And Sung-ho knew it. He is such a possessive boy in this chapter, and I absolutely love it. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more Yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at ZeelToJoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more Yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at ZeelToJoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 80 of Painter of the Night. We all get a nice treat of seeing Nam-yoon in this chapter. A very nice view of Nam-yoon. But wait, since when did Nam-yoon start having abs? My gosh, the art and the detailing that Byun Duk Nim has done in this chapter is so superb. And in Nam-yoon's point of view of Sung-ho, my gosh, what a lord. I want Sung-ho to be real. Look at him, the way that Nam-yoon is looking at Sung-ho. So freaking handsome, gorgeously ethereal. It's so sad that he's a 2D character, but we can all relate to Nam-yoon's reaction to Sung-ho's handsome face. Oh my gosh, one of the cutest things ever. But funny at the same time, this special chapter of ours. My dude, this servant, has no self-value also. Why would you finesse to risk your soul like this? Oh my god, rest in peace. Do not disturb Sung-ho's waifu when the waifu is in the mood. Sung-ho is enjoying having his dinner already. Sung-ho was already eating Nam-yoon out. He's being so soft and gentle, and we all like it. But then again, they were interrupted. And did you guys see how Nam-yoon wanted to kiss Sung-ho voluntarily? Nam-yoon is so freaking cute. He's so ready to kiss Sung-ho. I can just imagine how happy Sung-ho was at that moment when he realized Nam-yoon wanted to kiss him. He really blushed and looked away when Sung-ho turned his back, his gaze on Nam-yoon. Nam-yoon is really expecting for a kiss. God damn that servant. Why the hell did he not? And my gosh, I'm pretty sure one of the reasons that Sung-ho is so pissed off in this chapter is because of the fact that he is missing out on Nam-yoon kissing him first. And my gosh, Sung-ho doesn't need to wash Nam-yoon's peaches anymore in the bathtub. now that he cleanses him with his mouth. Nayeom wanted it this time, people. This person who disrupted them is definitely going to die. But it was a nice comic relief because that added a little bit of a funny section in this dramatic chapter. I kept reading this part over and over again, only the first part of this chapter, because we didn't get much juice in this week's episode. So I guess it will be a drag, but I just really love the first part of this chapter because it's just so freaking cute. My man Sungha's be like, "What the hell are you looking at, B?" He is looking at that servant like, "Don't freaking lay your eyes on my Nayeom, you insolent twat." Trust Sungha's ability to teach someone to mind their own business. Someone should invent a do not disturb sign for this too. But man, in this chapter, the second half of this chapter, we get to see the duality of Sungha's personality. Because people, crazy pissed off Sungha is back. This is how our Lord Sungha opens his door. And he even brought his sword. So it's the crazy Sungha back in action. And I absolutely love this scene because we see a very soft and sweet side of Sungha on the first part of this chapter. But we see the duality of Sungha where he is completely different to other people. He is like crazy with other people. And very much understandable because this is the start of a lot of mentions of the older Master Yoon. And I absolutely love it when Sungha was responding to the messenger and just completely in full gusto suddenly said, while grabbing his crotch, he said, "You do well to take my C in your mouth instead." And this is one of those moments of the crazy Sungha that I absolutely love. But man, I'm also kind of scared. Like, what if Sungha's father will come and see him? Then the drama will really start. And it makes me hate this whole caste system that they have in ancient Korea. I've been hearing a bunch of discussion from a bunch of members in the Discord channel talking about, we all know that Sungha's father, even though he's not getting any Father of the Year award at all, but come on, like, he is the father of our Lord Sungha and the beautiful Sungwon. Both are very handsome men. And you know, some Discord members are pointing out that what if Sungha and Sungwon being both very handsome, what if the old Master Yoon, regardless whether he's an old man, is a hot old man? Think about it. What if the old Master Yoon is a total dilf? Because the apple can't fall far from the tree, right? But I kind of want him to be ugly because I don't like the guy. It would be better if the mother is just beautiful and hoping that the father is not that good looking. I think that in the next chapters though, when the old man does appear, we will finally get the answer to this. But it is a very good point to point out that what if the old man Yoon really is a total dilf? We don't know. But a part of me is hoping that the mom is just a really beautiful woman. You know, hoping that the boys took after their genes from the mother, not crazy old man. Anyway, so Sungha's father sent the messenger, and since Sungha hasn't responded to any of his father's letters, which would make sense why Sungwoon did remind his brother a couple of seasons back that Sungha doesn't talk to his father. And I guess the news that Sungha is now with a lowly peasant under his custody has also been under the father's radar. So this is a topic that I guess will be a big deal for season 3, how the father found out about this whole thing, since it seems that majority of the town doesn't know that Sungha is in love with a boy, or Nayeom to be precise, because we know that the merchant didn't even know that the lover or the fiancé of Sungha is a guy. So it is safe to assume that maybe some people also don't know. But then again, at the end of season 2, they were doing a lot of public displays of affection. So there are a couple of people who are aware of their relationship that could have a loose lip. But it cannot be that much. I feel like in order for the old man Yoon to really know that there is a peasant that Sungha is in love with, it would kind of make more sense if it came from someone higher than street gossip, or maybe one of the servants, or maybe Jiwa, or maybe, you know, an Ivy Snake from season 2. But I kind of feel like it cannot come from a lower tier of the system, you know? It kind of feels like it has to be a little bit higher than that. And it kind of makes sense why the servant that did disturb Sungha and Nayeom in their chambers, he seems to be new, that he doesn't know what are the rules of the Yoon house, that he's even trying to sneak a peek of Nayeom in Sungha's chambers. So it will be a pretty interesting season 3 for all of us. I just hope that we get a little bit more lovey-dovey before the sadness and the father issues begin. I kind of am not surprised that Byeonduk needs to take time or a break once in a month, because even I feel that this drama that's about to start is really, really heavy. Anyway, Painter of the Night episode 80 or chapter 80 is available at Lezen, guys. I've been hearing a lot of comments in YouTube and Spotify and Instagram of where to get the chapters of Painter of the Night. It is available in Lezen. Check the description below. You can just click on that link and sign up. There's a lot of ways to get coins if you cannot afford it. Episode 81 will be out on October 1st of 2021. Byeonduk Nim, the author, has announced that he or she will be taking a regular break once in every 4 weeks, which is not that bad, people. I know some people are gonna be like, why? Like, why is he or she taking a longer break, another break after a long break? I know it was a long 3 months for us, but just think about the silver lining in this whole thing, people. Some authors only releases a chapter twice in a month. Our author Nim, I'm as he or she is just going to take a break every 4 chapters. So it's not that bad. Just think of it that way. It could be worse. So let's not ask for more, and let's just wish that Byeongduk will feel better soon, and that we wish that Byeongduk will have a healthy and happy life so that Byeongduk can give us more awesome Painter of the Night chapter. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.zealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manual details can be found in the description down below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.